Good morning, everybody. It's a dog with you on another Monday morning, and it is glorious outside. If I had my choice and I could pull the strings from the Almighty, I would want 72 to 75 every day of the year. Good morning, everybody. Another edition of Weber This Week. Today, we talk with a couple of fine folks. Ellie Brown is in the house, along with my classmate of 63, Ted Flock, longtime friend. We're going to talk about the Trinity Church. Specifically, we're going to talk and spend some time talking about their gala event coming up, and Diamonds and Denim. I'll get it out right. And one of the classy affairs that I had the opportunity of visiting and being with my wife, Mary, a few years ago. It is their signature event. We're going to talk about what the date is and how you can get involved, the tickets, etc., etc. Send out some love to some of the great sponsors that make it all possible. So good morning, everybody. Hope you had a nice weekend. And I got to tell you something. I went to the Gould's Clam Bake on Saturday. I was telling Ellie and Ted before we come on the air, and boy, I love clam bakes, but that was brutal hot out there. And those folks out there at good old Yager Farm out there heading to Auburn did a great job, but I can't do clams when it's 92 degrees. So without further ado, Ellie Brown, thank you for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
And, of course, my longtime pal Ted. We won't talk about our school days because that goes back too many years. Correct, Ted?
You got that. All right. Great to be here.
It's great to have both of you. Ellie, let's talk about yourself, about your background, where you live presently, where you went to school, et cetera, et cetera. And I understand you're on the board of the House of Concern as well, correct?
Yes, I am.
Talk a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I'm actually also a graduate of Minders, and I'm not going to tell you the year.
Four Minders Academy grads in this place.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Go Blue Devils.
There you go.
But I presently live and have lived for a long time in Waterloo. Mm-hmm. I am a member of Trinity Church. I'm pretty much involved in our outreach to the House of Concern. I'm a married mom, mm-hmm. have two adult children, five grandsons, and pretty busy gal. But my focus of my attention has really been the call from our bishop, sure. a number of years ago to go outside of our walls and concern ourselves with our neighbors. So basically at that point, I was doing Neighbors Dinner Out, which is a little-known event, which kind of surprises me because we've been doing this for 20, 25 years. The last Sunday of every month, we prepare a Sunday dinner, and it's free. Anybody who wants to come can come. We have a set of dedicated volunteers. And we, you know, it was just sort of our outreach, local outreach. But it has expanded over the years. We had a gal who is a member of the church who is the past director of the House of Concern, and she basically brought a lot of knowledge about the need in the community, our local community, that we have people here that are unseen, and we didn't realize the depth of poverty that exists. We all pretty much come from fairly comfortable circumstances. And it's people who are in need are kind of in the shadows. And that includes the children. And that touched my heart the most was the fact that we have young families here who are working families who are having a really tough time making ends meet.
Sure.
And it just gets more and more difficult. And the numbers that are served at the House of Concern are just increasing. Now, we have always done contributions to the House of Concern.
Right.
We have a basket in the church, and every month we collect items that we are requested by the gal who's the head of the pantry, that she has a certain need for hygiene items or for soup or for cereal. And the people in the parish, and we're a small parish, bring in, load up these baskets, and the end of the month, they're blessed and sent off to the pantry. And we've been doing this for a long time. But the gala, this is the third year?
Third year.
The gala was begun with the premise that we could do more. We could do more.
Right.
But we needed help to do more. And the gals who came up with this program,
right,
very ambitious program,
sure,
said, we would like to do this to help the outreach. So we can increase our outreach to our neighbors, mm-hmm, to our local community. And it's just astounding to me that we have been little church, small congregation, oh, yeah, has been able to do this. And it's just, it's one of the best money, yeah, I think I can spend on entertainment and, right, the benefit of, right, going to the House of Concert.
And I might add, last year's affair raised over $4,000, right, that you donated to the House of Concern, mm-hmm, which was, yes, really triumphant. Ted Flock, a good friend of mine, joining us this morning. We're talking about Ellie Brown and Ted Flock from the Trinity Church, and certainly one of the more historical churches and one of the most photographed churches in the Finger Lakes and, I guess, the northeast of this, right, wonderful state. People come in. I've seen people across near the Generations Bank headquarters taking pictures across the canal, which is pretty neat. And that goes on and on and on. It's a beautiful shot. Yeah. Ted, the church has dealt with some problems, some flooding issues. You had the roof issue. You've had other issues down there. But you and the congregation, with support from a lot of people, have steadfastly got through it, and things are looking up. And talk a little about where the church is, about rebounding from some of the things you've had to deal with about this affair this week. This year, it's going to be on September 30th. That's a Friday night. Talk a little bit about that and where you stand.
Well, first of all, you know, I want to thank Finger Lakes One, you, Harold, and, yep, Jimmy, for each year letting us come on and expressing what we need.
Sure.
And, you know, and like Robin's,
yep,
Robinettes, they,
okay,
donate the diamond, and that kind of kicked everything off.
Oh, that's great.
But as far as the church go, we've been blessed. I mean, the town, the county, and the people just, you know, helping us support the funding that we needed for the roof and the, mm-hmm, the stone work. And, you know, now we've got a window that we're taking out.
I saw, yeah, Steve Bartle, I sat with him the other day, and he explained to me about what was going on with the window. Yeah, that was quite a project.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's been in there since 1886. So the
wow,
mortar and the leading,
that's amazing,
and the window is starting to deteriorate,
wow,
in the window. So it's going to be redone. And we had a generous donor,
mm-hmm,
in memory of her mother.
Right.
Gave us some money, and we've raised the rest to complete the project. And then we also had another donor that completely gave enough money to put a new window in the tower.
Neat.
You can see where the plywood is, but for that, you know, and it's quite amazing what generosity we get from people throughout the.
Well, let's talk about the event. We'll talk more about it as the show goes on. This is Weber This Week. Ellie Brown, along with Ted Flock, joining us here on FingerLakes1.com. Glad to have you alongside. Their gala event, the third year coming up, September 30th.
Yes.
It will be at the Seneca Falls Country Club.
Right.
Talk a little bit about the ticket pricing and how they can donate. If people can't make it, could you donate to it?
Well, the hands is always open for donations,
sure,
you know, and we've been blessed by the people here in Seneca Falls, the businesses, individuals, you know, donating, mm-hmm, prizes for our Chinese auctions,
right,
and things like that.
But as far as the ticket pricing for the event?
The ticket pricing is $40.
Okay.
And that includes a good meal.
Okay.
And Ellie, maybe you know what's...
Well, we have music. We have,
right,
dancing.
Yeah.
That's part of the fun. That's part of the fun. And there's a special way to get your entrance into the diamond.
Mm. Okay.
How do you get the diamond?
Yeah, how do you get
and
the diamond?
Basically, we have a gentleman by the name of Steve Bardo.
I know
who
Steve.
Who is pouring glasses of champagne.
Ah.
And you can purchase a glass. For $5,
mm-hmm,
$5 a glass, purchase a glass and you get a bag that you do not open until the end of the evening. And there's a lot of glasses of champagne going on here, a lot of pouring. Steve does a lot of pouring. And at the end of the evening, you get to open your little, they had a bag. I'm not sure if it'll be the same thing,
right.
But there's a device, and they have a way of determining who gets the diamonds.
The real diamonds.
The real right. diamonds.
There's different gems
right,
in there.
Right,
yes.
Right.
Simulating.
Yes.
You know, things. So.
And it's really kind of fun because they winnow away. You know, certain people have to leave their seats and go out to the center of the dance floor, and then you open. Then they tell you which gem. Gets the diamond.
Wow.
And it's really a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I think the most fun is probably drinking the champagne, but that's just me.
And the band that plays there,
yeah.
Who's really good music. I mean, yes. If you can't dance, you right. can listen.
Who's performing?
The Dynamic Duel, I believe.
Ah.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Well, you've heard the band before.
Yes.
You know, it's a pleasant evening, you know, like I said, for people that even can't dance, just to listen to the music, you know.
Well, I must tell you, and Ted, I've kidded him about it. When me and Mary were able to attend a couple of years ago, we had a good time, and there were two things that stood out in my mind, or actually three. It was a nice, well-run, food was good. That was number one. The second one is that Mike Jackson finally bought me a drink after 35 years. Which I took a picture of, by the way. And thirdly, Mike Jackson wore a tuxedo. He looked really really sharp.
Mm.
He looked like James Bond. So if Mike Jackson's checking out the show or any of his friends are, tell him the dog sent his love. Yeah, I couldn't believe it when he offered me to buy me a drink. That was pretty amazing. So, okay, let's talk about, we got the signature event coming up on Friday, September 30th. Now, mm-hmm. Where can people get tickets, Ellie? Right now.
They can get tickets at the copy shop.
Okay.
At the church office, which is open every day from 10 to 2.
Right.
10 to 2.
Tuesdays.
Okay.
Tuesdays.
All right. Yeah. All right.
And Robinette's.
Robinette's.
And
yes.
Robinette's.
Good. And by the way, if you'd like to make a donation of a gift, they could probably take care of during the event. Or if they want to make a cash donation or write a check for it, you can contact them, email them at trinity13148@verizon.net. That's their email address. Their phone number is 315-568-5145. So, and it's www.trinitychurchsenecafalls.com. Well, I think, I think what you do for the House of Concern is immeasurable. I think the people, as you pointed out, Ellie, that are not as well off as most people are,
yeah.
that can handle bills and maybe take a vacation once in a while, enjoy themselves. I think that's something that we in America probably take for granted, that everybody is the same, and we all know it isn't. We have our multi-billionaires. We all know who they are. Maybe we do. We also have a lot of middle-income people. We have a lot of people, which the presidential election, unfortunately, is focusing not enough on, in my view, whereas who gets to be the president, and God forsake, let's hurry that election. I'm so sick and tired of this political thing leading up to it. But we'll get a president November 8th, whether we like either candidate. That's secondary because we got a choice of one of two. And unfortunately, that's our democratic system here in this country. But I think, to take care of people, I have no problem with welfare. I have no problem with food stamps. I have no problem the county helping out people. My issue has always been is giving help to people that don't deserve it, that should be out looking for a job. Those are my issues. You know, I have no problem, Ellie, when somebody needs help, you should deliver it. But I think there's some people in the system that probably take advantage of it. And that's bad for other people who need help. That's
right.
The concern I've always had about helping people out. I'm all for helping people out. My wife Mary's the same way. Let's help them out. My concern is some people that I know of that get help shouldn't get it because, in fact, they should get out and try to get a job.
Right.
There are
always people who are scamming.
Exactly.
And however.
Yep.
However.
Right.
Because we are a church.
Right.
And because I represent the church on the board of directors
right.
at the House of Concern, we are called as Christians by Christ, to feed his sheep, to care for those who are unable to care for themselves.
Mm.
And when this issue comes to whether or not someone can get a job
right.
or not,
mm-hmm.
or if they're working and making minimum wage and have to pay rent
right.
and can't really and care for family,
right.
they need help.
Mm-hmm.
And they should not be ashamed to ask for help.
I agree.
And they shouldn't be stigmatized mm-hmm. because they need help.
I totally agree with that, too.
But I don't believe that Christ said you should not feed anyone because they're scamming yeah. on the system.
No, you're right.
And I'm basically kind of just focused on the word that we're supposed to be living by.
I agree. That's well said. Ted, let's talk a little bit about the church as a whole. A lot of people obviously know the Trinity Church, have been seeing it forever, and I love what you did with the roof, the renovations, and Steve Bartle gave me a nice long explanation about the window, and he talked about the people helping out in that regard. I was surprised. I asked the total number of parishioners that attend that are part of the church, and the number he gave me was quite low.
Small.
It's really small.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
And it makes you wonder, I mean, you guys do a phenomenal job of keeping it going, mm-hmm. and it's got to be tough. Ted, talk about it, about with such a small number of parishioners. Any chance, I mean, is there people that come up to you like every few weeks and say, you know, maybe I should be a part of this? Are you looking to recruit people to be a part of the church? Because mm-hmm. it would seem to me as you move on, the number would be intimidating mm-hmm. to a certain degree. To do with the things you need to do.
In that respect, the door is always open.
Exactly.
You know, I volunteer my time. I'm retired.
Sure.
And I enjoy working down the church.
Right.
You know, it's like Ellie, and there's a lot of ladies that, you know, they clean the church.
Right.
Volunteer, you know. And it's tough, but we're making it so far.
Yeah.
You know, we really are with generosity from the people in the village. And, I gave a tour,
mm-hmm.
right? I love giving tours of the church. You know, we got three Trinity windows, right? Two of them were Trinity and Company that made the windows, and we got one window down there with Louis C. Tiffany that signed the window himself.
Tiffany, wow.
We really don't know the story behind it, what part he played in it, but that's the only window that we have his name on.
Wow.
So I took this couple through the church, and they said, well, we'll send you a generation or donation.
Right.
You know, and I didn't know how he got our address, but then I realized I gave him some pamphlets and 27 Fall Street. Lo and behold, the other day, we get a check for $100.
Wow.
You know, and that's how we make things.
That's great.
You know, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, how we make things is we have to pay for this show, so we got a host of sponsors that make it possible.
Okay.
So we'll take a couple-minute break. We'll roll our we'll scroll our sponsors that make this show possible. We'll give a couple of sports comments from the dog, and we'll continue with Ellie Brown and Ted Flock representing the Trinity Church. Denim and Diamonds coming up September 30th. We'll be back. Cayuga Lake National Bank. Visit Bill Ryan and his team for all of your banking needs. Offices in Union Springs and Aurora, a fine sponsor of this show for over 30 years. DA Liquor on Bridge Street in Seneca Falls. Amy Padula and her team will find the right spirit for you every time. When you stop in, tell Amy the dog sent you. Steve Wadhams and Wadhams Enterprises, your local employer of choice. Proud supporter of Weber This Week and local athletics. Fill out an application at wadhams.com. The Gould Hotel welcomes you to come out and enjoy the revitalization of this historic downtown Seneca Falls landmark. Every Wednesday is Ladies Night with special price drinks and half-priced appetizers. Learn more at thegouldhotel.com. The Omen Theater on William Street in Lyons. See what's playing this week at omentheater.com. Located off New York State Thruway Exit 41, the McGee Diner has earned their reputation as a popular family restaurant, serving country fresh home-cooked meals daily. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and check out their menu at mcgeediner.com. Live, laugh, and eat well. It's the Italian way. It's also the Cicino's way.
It's time to get connected. Chichinos is now offering online web ordering. Located on Main Street in Waterloo, 401 Exchange Street in Geneva. Place your order today at chichinos.com. Del Lago Resort and Casino will feature a luxurious 205-room hotel, several restaurants ranging from casual to fine dining, and a 2,500-capacity entertainment venue called The Vine. The casino will have 2,000 slot machines, 75 table games, and 10 poker tables. Visit www.dellagoresort.com. Seneca Metals is an award-winning company that has earned a reputation of going above and beyond to protect the environment and support their community. As an EPA inspector once said, their operation is head and shoulders above the rest. The Seneca Falls Country Club, awesome 18-hole layout, open to the public and a 12-month payment plan for members. Check out SenecaFallsCountryClub.com. And the Newark Pilots of the Perfect Game Collegiate Baseball League, a minor league team with a major league ballpark. Season ticket packages available at NewarkPilots.com. And the Wilson Press in Seneca Falls. My good pal Rich Rickey and his team can handle all of your printing and mailing needs. Visit them online at WPress.com. Rich Rickey and Wilson Press, a fine sponsor of Weber This Week.
Once again, I want to send out the love to all the fans, the great sponsors that make this show that I've been able to associate myself with. For some of these sponsors, been with me for 30 to 35 years. Padula and Keokuk National Bank. Hard to believe, 36 years, the bank has been with me as a sponsor over in Union Springs and Aurora. And the Padula family across the bridge there. Amy now sponsoring, and her parents used to sponsor back in the 70s when I did radio. So it's pretty amazing. So I'm always appreciative. I never take sponsors for granted, so thank you for continuing to support our show. Before we get back to Allie and Ted, a couple of comments. First off, upcoming guests. Next week we'll be talking, speaking about Minders graduates, Rod Verkey and Johnny Capace will be in the house. They'll be talking about the 2016 Hall of Fame inductees. That program and that event's coming up soon in October. They'll begin to discuss the people getting in and the rationale for why they're getting in. John Capace, Rod Verkey, they'll be on the couch next week here on The Weber Show. And then on the 26th, an interesting interview. I've had Kyle Black, the head man out at Seneca Metals, along with Mark Benjamin, Community Relations. Obviously, there's a lot of heat on Seneca Metals. They're trying to do their best. They're working with the town. A lot of animosity, as you all have been following the Seneca Metals issue. Kyle Black and Mark Benjamin will be here on the 26th. And they will be here a couple of days before the big hearing, public hearing in town of Seneca Falls on the 28th. They'll be giving their views on what will happen, what can happen, relative to what they're doing to fix the odor issue, et cetera, whether they extend the permit. It's too much to talk about right now, but they'll be here on the 26th. Mark Benjamin, Kyle Black, discussing what their ideas are relative to the stalemate that's currently happening between them and the town of Seneca Falls board. So check that out. By the way, a couple of quick comments on the world of sports. SU football not getting off to a great start, losing. They were underdogs by almost 15 points by the Las Vegas odds makers. They were game. They were down 42-28, and then the last few minutes of the game, Louisville added a few scores. You know, they got USF coming up, South Florida this week at the Dome. Look forward to them to bounce back and play the kind of football which we expect and see what happened. Louisville is a fine team. They got a lot of great material. They get a lot of horses. That quarterback was sensational. So give credit to that program. As far as the Bills, you know I'm not a Bills fan. I've never been a Bills fan, and I kind of needle people about being a Bills fan because it's been 16 years without a playoff bid. They opened up yesterday in Baltimore. Granted, it's a tough way to go on the road. They lost 13-7. You know, their defense played well. I questioned the offense. They only had 160 yards total offense. And again, I've always said, Rex Ryan, you know, you can love him and hate him. I'm not so sure I hate anybody, but I think he's overrated because he doesn't instruct and initiate discipline with his team. Reason I say that, once again, they're their worst enemy. They did something yesterday which I can't recall ever happening. The special teams unit of an NFL team is not a very big group. That unit had four personal fouls yesterday. Four. You just can't do that in the game of the NFL and win. So Rex Ryan can talk to the cows come home about what a great coach he thinks he is. But he is not a disciplinarian. He doesn't explain to these guys, you can't do stupid things. And they do it game in and game out. So now they go home and they take on the Jets coming up Thursday night football, NFL style. Okay, let's get back. Allie, we were talking during the break relative to a lot of things the church is involved in. Mm-hmm. Talk about that.
I'd like to talk about my favorite thing.
Sure.
That I do. It's called Neighbors Dinner Out. I mm-hmm. mentioned it before. It's been going on for quite some time. I basically was the kind of person who was kind of resistant to be in charge of anything.
Okay.
I was working, hadn't retired yet, hadn't decided that I really wanted to go mm-hmm. plunge into this particular endeavor.
Right.
However, sometimes you feel compelled to do things.
Okay.
And the last Sunday of every month, with the exception of November and December.
Okay.
And basically because we have a real tough time getting people to commit to sure. An event that basically takes them away from family time.
Yeah.
So we have partners. We have a partner in this endeavor. So it's 10 months, 2 months of which St. Pat's comes.
Very nice.
And they're very familiar with our kitchen, our dishwasher, you know, so they know where everything is. And it's kind of nice. They do March, of course, because that's St. Patrick's
Day. Sure.
And they do October. So the rest of the months, I kind of head up the menu committee
right.
With the help of my husband, Tom Brown.
Okay.
Thank the Lord. He helps me do the shopping because it's a lot of carrying stuff into the church. And I do a lot of what I call creative shopping by sort of going through the papers and making sure I know where we can get the best deal.
Coupons, yeah.
Yeah, coupons, always. Anything to save a few dollars.
Sure, exactly.
And actually, this mission is being sponsored also. The money comes from Denim and Diamonds.
Okay.
And it is an open-door menu. We have the menu posted in front of the church now, which is really good. Sort of encourages people. But we have people who just stop in. We have regular people who come. We know who they are. They're our neighbors. Our people who feel so comfortable coming in that they'll just come in and greet everyone. The people who come and work with me are amazing. Ted's wife, Judy, is there. I can depend on her. There is Jean McCumber, Irene Ferrante. I mean, these are also people who, what I call, wear multiple hats at Trinity Church. Because we're a small group.
Sure.
We have to depend on the same people to do a lot of things.
What kind of food do you serve? Is it change? The menu changes monthly?
Ted once told me I feed him better than his wife, but to feed them better. But I don't think that's true.
Like the menu switches over?
The menu switches a lot. And we sometimes will do chicken and biscuit.
Okay, that's
And it includes a salad.
Sure.
We make sure it's a very nutritious meal.
Mm.
And we always have homemade dessert because everything is homemade.
That's nice.
We have lasagna. Wow. We might have meatloaf. These are things that people have requested, and they really enjoy it. In the summertime, we're really careful to only do picnic food once.
Yep.
But we do pulled pork. We might do baked chicken. We have quite a list of menus that we can pull from.
All right, Ted, you got the last second. We got to run out of time.
All right, it's a Wonderful Life breakfast.
Bingo.
We have that down at church, and the tourism in Seneca Falls is growing.
Oh, phenomenal.
So that helps us somewhat, too.
Thank you
for letting us be here.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry the time went flying so by, but that's the way it is. It's 9:30 and it's 10 a.m. already. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the signature event, Denim and Diamonds Committee, you can get tickets. Where, Allie? You can get them at Robinette's.
You can get them at Robinette's, the copy shop, and the church office.
Bingo. Great gala event. That's September the 30th at the Seneca Falls Country Club. We wish you all the best, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And we'll have you on next year for the same time, same station, okay?
All right.
Thank you for Ted Flock and for Ellie Brown and Jim Senecropi, our director, owner of FingerLakes1.com. This is the dog bidding you a farewell. And, hey, folks, this is my kind of weather, baby. You're going to love it this week, 72 to 80.